long way to get here, to make sure that what, you know, God wants to do. But I'm going to make sure that my task today is persuading us to devotion. Wow. I said, that's awesome. Because that's the type of person I am. I love devotion. I love spending time with God. Because if you think about devotion, that's the only thing you think about is spending time with God. Devotion is your personal time. That's what devotion is, period. It's not the time that you spend at church. It's the time, what you spend alone. Your devotion time is more important, this is powerful, than even your fellowship time with everyone else. Because if you don't have your devotion time, then, watch this, your personal, you personally, inside, is all confused. You need direction. I'm going to go to scripture in a second. You need direction. You need to focus. And we have to have inner focus before we have outer focus. Oh, that's a revelation for God right there, because I didn't have that written down nowhere. Wow. I'm going to have to put that down myself. That was a download. You have to have inner focus before you have outer focus. That's powerful. That's download from God. And when, now, you will notice throughout the message today that I will get a lot of downloads, meaning it's not on my written down anywhere. But inner focus in order to have an outer focus. Wow. So you really can't focus outwardly until you have a focus inwardly. That's deep. So we should encourage you more and more every day to spend time with God, your personal self. Okay? Because that's more important. Okay? I'm going to get into that. So my task today is to what? To persuade you into what? To devotion. Persuading us to devotion. The sound of the Lord. Sound of God. Persuading us to devotion. Wow. Let's just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and give you glory. We thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for this opportunity, God. Father, we just thank you right now. We give you all the praise and all the glory to you and everything that's going to take place in every word that comes forth. We thank you. We bless your holy name. It's in the mighty name, the holiest name. There is no name above Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Whew. Amen. Amen. Wow. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Wow. Okay. They done messed me up. I had everything laid out, but they messed me up. They prayed for me, and they messed me up, and they said the fire is going to be on my feet, so I don't even know what direction he's taking me right now, so you're going to have to go with me, because I'm following God at the same time you following God, okay? It's messing me up right now. I'm overwhelmed, okay, with the ability to stand here and to be able to hear directly what he's, I'm going to try to stay on course. Help me out, guys, because I need to do that. But everything he's going to download is going to be for the devotion. I know that, okay? So, wow, God, we just thank you. Wow, God, your presence is so strong in this room. I can't even speak because it's so strong. Wow, this is what devotion is about. Lord, we thank you. My God, my God, my God, my God. Fill your people right now, Lord. We thank you. My God. This is devotion. This is devotion. Wow. This is devotion. This is devotion. Jesus. Jesus. Sitting back there earlier, and I'm listening to the pastor ministering, and I was just wondering, I said, how in the world am I going to get up behind that and minister? But here's the point. God, I'm still messed up, okay? God, be praying for me. I'm going to, oh, boy. You just don't know. I got it on my heart so strong. Watch this. It's real strong. Watch this now. Here's the key. Devotion. Let's go in pursuing first. Pursuing. We're going to give a couple of definitions. I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way. Pursuing. To cause someone to believe something. To cause someone to believe something. So when I'm when you're pursuing something, or you know what I'm saying, you're persuading someone, or you're causing someone to believe something. Oh my God! If I'm persuading you, I'm causing you to what? To believe something. Watch this. Devotion. Now this has come from the dictionaries too. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I got so much coming up. The dictionary as well. Watch this now. I'm trying to get all this out. Okay. This is powerful. Devotion, praying, worship, watch this, other religious action, or other religious, I'm sorry, activities. Jesus Christ. Also doing, watch this, this is the private time that we spend time with God. Devotion is praying, worshiping. Watch this, praying and worshiping, praying and worshiping, praying and worshiping. Wow. Praying and worshiping. It's also a feeling of a strong love, or watch this, loyalty. And that's, I stopped right there. A strong love, or watch this, loyalty. Wow, the quality of being devoted. A strong love. So it should not even be a problem for us to have devotion time. Because we say we love Jesus. So we should be willing to spend time with him at all times. Matter of fact, oh my God. I don't know about you. We had to make time. I was talking to the people in service one time. We had to make time for Jesus. How many of you have to make time? Be honest, be honest. You have to make time. We make time for everything else. We make time for television. We make time to eat. We make time to go to work. We make time to go to bed. We make time to take just everything. We make time for everything else. But when are we going to make time for just Jesus? Meaning a long time. A long time. But then think about it for a second. Watch this. The scripture says that we pick up our cross. Jesus said, follow me. But pick up your cross and follow me. So basically what he's saying to us is, watch this, follow, watch this, my direction. Follow my lead. Oh, Lord have mercy. Follow me. Pick your cross up and follow the way I've been going. Now, we notice this, that Jesus himself spent much time with God alone. There were several miracles in the Bible. Watch this. And there were many times after the miracle, Jesus went alone to spend time with God. So if the Son of God spent time with the Father, should we not spend time also with the Father? Wow. So he got away from the disciples to spend time with God. So sometimes we need to make time to get away from, watch this, everyone else, so we can spend time with God. I know somebody said, wait, no, scripture. Don't worry. But see, here's the key. I love it. How many Christians? Everybody say, see, that's why he gave me this. Okay. See, he tells me wherever I go, where there's someone in the room that's lost. Okay? But when I'm in a room with just Christians, then you know the word. I don't have to keep going through everything to try to help you understand, because you already know it. Matter of fact, oh God, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Okay. This is the word. Watch this. He said, you have spent much time, watch this, in the last several days, you have many things written down on your paper. You have scripture by scripture. You have word from word. You have a lot of word. But what he wants you to do is take the word. I just heard that in the back when I was back there. Take the word that you received all week long. I mean, all these 2 days. Take that word and spend time with him. See, that's good stuff. What good is if you just got the word written down, but you don't spend time with him? Oh, that's good stuff. So let me ask you a question. How many, all the word that you received the last 2 days, can I ask you a question? Which word stood out to you the most? Be honest. Everybody in this room has something to stand out to them this week. Do you see? So that's what you take to him. Whatever stood out to you, you take it to him. Whatever it was, you take it to him in prayer. Guess what? That's the area he's calling you at. That's the area he wants to talk to you in. Whatever area that came up, that's the area he wants to talk to you in. That's the area he wants to watch you spend time in devotion in. Wow. So you got your answer. You have all this information, but there's one thing that stood out the most. Some of you, maybe two or three. But whatever it is, that's the thing you take in what? Devotion. Spending time with God. In prayer, and what else? Worship. That's good stuff. Prayer and worship. Because watch this. That's good stuff. Prayer alone without worship. Oh, my God. My God. You hear what I'm saying? You need both. Lord, help me, Lord. See, I didn't have this. I'm moving with God. We have a $5 bill. On the front, we have the face of Abraham Lincoln. Thank you, God. But on the back, you see, if we only just had the front, but nothing was on the back, this would not be valid. It would be no good. So if you just had prayer but no worship, you hear what I'm saying to you. You have to have both. Most of us know how to pray, but most of us know how to spend time in worship. Oh, that's good stuff. Because watch this. In worship, this is my worship. I don't know about you. In worship, I don't say nothing. I don't do no talking. Good Lord have mercy. In worship, I watch this. I spend time in worship to a place, watch this, where he talks to me. You don't need, that's good stuff. How many of you guys got kids? Everybody got kids. Watch this. How many times have you brought your kid in front of you and you're trying to tell them something and they're trying to out-talk you? And how it make you upset when they're trying to out-talk you? You're trying to give them some wisdom and tell them some, well, this is the way you're supposed to do things, and they're trying to tell you, well, Mom, the internet says this. You know they call the internet out. You know, the internet is the king today. But we found this out, Mom. But you're trying to give them advice and trying to give them some direction, but they're trying to out-talk you. Watch this. So if we are sons and daughters of the Most High God and we go into his presence, watch this. Don't you think he's trying to tell us something and don't want us to do all the talking? We spend too much time talking and we should be spending time listening. That makes sense. Okay, let me show you, see, because in worship, in a place of devotion, I'm ready to hear. I'm not trying to go in there and tell him everything. I want to hear you. I come here, Daddy, to hear. To come on, speak to me. And sometimes you have to go in a place where, watch this, we got prayer. That means once you got prayer, and he just said it earlier, prayer, watch this. This is good stuff now, God. Prayer without the word is void. That's good stuff. We as Christians need to know that. Prayer without the word is a void. You need the word to connect with your prayer, meaning your conversation with God. Because what you're doing is calling God on his what? Word. Because God responds to his word. Watch this. He doesn't respond to your word. That's good stuff. He responds to his word. So watch this. When we're spending time in devotion, we need to go into the prayer. We need to go into devotion with a word already written out. Watch this. This blessed me too. Watch this. Every petition or everything that you need of God, watch this. That's good stuff, God. Watch this. Yeah. This is my conviction. Stop. Watch this. He put in my heart. Stop coming to me for all it was. Every time you come with needs. See, if you go into prayer all the time with needs, then you're doing all the talking. But I need to go into the prayer. Watch this. What do you want, Father? What is your desire? What is your desire for the day? Wake up in the morning saying that in your devotion time. What is your desire for the day? What do you desire? What do you want me to do today? What do you want me to say to my boss? What do you want me to say to my child? What do you want me to say? Whatever issue it is, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? See, that turned the tables around. Looking at me. So watch this. The focus is going inward. Woo! Before it go outward. Thank you, God. Before it come outward. Because most of us, we focus on the outward, but we don't focus on the inward. Thank you, Lord. I'm just getting this. See, so watch this. Wow. Devotion calls us to look on the inward, not the outward. And that's why we run from devotion. Oh, Lord. Because watch this. Devotion calls me to get into the word.
Because the devotion coming against the word, because the word gonna make me look at me. I don't know about you. When I read, it made me look at me. Uh-huh. I don't look at the word for nobody else. It makes me look at me. How many believe that? How many times you read the word and it turn around and look at you? You'd be like, whew. That's why sometimes we want to stop reading. Because it's like a mirror. Reflection. Oh God, not that. Can I look at something else? Y'all know we do that. Come on. Can I read something else? But that be the one that you need for the day. But we trying to debate with our God, like our children trying to debate with us. Y'all know what I'm saying? Oh my God. How many times your children try to negotiate with you? Woo! And so that's what we try to do as sons and daughters. We're trying to negotiate with God. That's not the one. Can you give me this faith scripture? Can you give me the trust scripture? Can you give me, you're going to supply all my needs? Now, I don't know about you, but whenever I go and spend time in devotion with God, even when I go with my request, I don't know about you, He never speaks to me in that area. He always speaks to me in another area, something over here that I don't want to talk about. I'd be like, I don't want to talk about that. I'm asking you about this over here. No, this is what I want you over here. So we have to be willing, watch this, to be obedient even when we go into devotion. So when I go into devotion, I have to make up my mind, I surrender all in devotion. So I surrender all, watch this, so when I get there, watch this, it doesn't matter, watch this, because I'm going to do what you tell me to do regardless. See, what we don't do, we don't surrender in, watch this, our devotion. So when He speaks to us in devotion, watch this, it's hard for us to do anything when we come out of devotion. That's good stuff. I don't know about y'all. Please, that's a revelation for me. Because it's harder when you come out. How many of you have been in prayer and you hear God, you hear the voice of God, you hear devotion? You're like, wow, that's powerful. But when you step out of that place, how hard it is to do it. So I had to learn to surrender before I go in and say, I will do whatever you tell me to do, Father. So watch this. So I made a commitment before I went in, before I knew what He was going to tell me. Woo, Lord have mercy. Jesus. See, so, oh my God. See, that's really trusting God. So no matter what He says, I know you got the right answer. I know that you know everything. So whatever you tell me, I know it's going to work out. So don't go into devotion with your own, watch this, word. Wow. Sometimes we go into devotion, watch this, but our minds aren't made up. I don't know about y'all. Have you ever did that before? I'm going to talk to God. I'm going to pray, but you already got an answer. What you got. I'm talking about your answer, what you want. So we go in like our kids. Mm-hmm. Mama, can I get some out of the refrigerator? Can I have some of that candy? You said, no, after dinner, you can have the candy. Okay, well, what if I eat my vegetables? See, you said after. They said trying to negotiate. What if I eat my vegetables first? Can I have it then? No, after you complete everything, you can have it. But what if I, you see, all those things that they put in front of you, watch this. Cause you to be distracted because they really, watch this, they're paying attention to what you said. So we often go into devotion not really willing to hear what He's about to say because we already had our mind already made up what we want to hear. Anybody, I'm just getting this a download. Good Lord, this is coming direct from heaven because I don't have this, I haven't got none of this on this paper. Good God. God wants to meet us. And the place, watch this, of your deepest need, but He wants to meet you in a place where He is, not where you are. You say, what does that mean? Well, my mindset can be over here, but He's over here. Okay. Scripture said, seek me, and you shall find me. Seek me, and you shall find me. Oh, my. Seek Him. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you this morning? Where are you? Where are you, God? Where are you? I don't know about you because I do that. I say, where are you? Where are you? What I'm saying in that state is, I'm saying, where are you? Are you in a song? Are you in, you know, are you in a word this morning? Or where are you? Because how many have heard something on the radio and you heard God speaking through somebody who was singing a song? So you need to find out where are you today? See, watch this. If we stop seeking God, then we actually are saying we know where he is at all time. Oh, my God. So if he requires us to seek him, he said, I want you to come, watch this, to look for me, to come after me, to always have a heart to, watch this, to find me. Oh, my God, I don't know about Jesus Christ. I got to get in scripture. I got to get in scripture. They're looking at me crazy, God. Okay. I'm giving scripture all the way through, right? Watch this. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Watch this. We can be committed to the word of God, but not be submitted to the commands of God. Oh, that's what he gave me. I'm like, wow. So we can be committed to the word of God, but not be submitted to the commands of God. Watch this now. So I can be committed. I'm committed reading it. Let me cancel your Bible. I'm committing reading the word. So I got licked from the Bible. I'm committing reading the word. And I read, I open open the Bible, hear the Psalms. I'm committed to read Psalms 4 every day. I'm committed to read Psalms. But yet I'm committed, but not submitted to what I'm about to read. How many know that? You can be hearers of the word, but not doers of the word. So I can read it. But watch this, my mind's already set that when I get to a certain area, how many of you guys indeed there? Come on. Get to the verse 11 and say, no, I don't know about that one. So I can be committed but not submitted. So you got to, watch this, when you go into the devotion, you have to be, watch this, you have to be submitted to follow the commands what he's going to give you. Oh, that's good stuff. So it changed your mindset how you go in now. So I have to be submitted automatically before I go into my closet, before I go into my devotion time. I have to be submitted already. Say, God, I surrender. Before I step in here, I surrender. Yeah. Oh, Lord, hear me. I surrender all, withholding nothing. Before I step into the place, I'm already surrendered. And I will do whatever you tell me to do. And I know that's what he's looking for, his children, say, to do whatever he tells them to do. I know we get frustrated when our kids don't do what we tell them to do. I don't know about y'all, but come on. How many of you guys get frustrated when the kids and tell you what to do? Come on, ladies. I know you do. Come on. Come on. Oh, my God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Watch this. If you tell your child to take a bath, we can go back. How many of you, everybody got kids, so you can go back sometime. You tell your kids, says, take a, you know, go and take a bath. And they go, you hear the water running. You hear things moving around. But why in the world we had to go check on them? Because some of them run the water, but won't get in the water. You didn't tell me to get in the water. We assume that you ran the bath, you're going to get in the water. But they, you know what? They got excuses. You didn't tell me to get in the water, Mom. Well, then some will get in the water and they won't bathe. Well, you didn't tell me to do that. Every little detail. Y'all know parents, we know, you have to make it plain. Go in there, get in the water. No, I'm sorry. Take your clothes off. Because you can't assume that either. Because they'll get in there with the clothes on and be like, what do you have? So take your clothes off, get in the bath, take the rag. Put soap on it. You have to say soap too, because you can't leave the soap out because they're going to forget the soap. You didn't say put soap on it. You got to say everything, shampoo. You got to tell them every little detail, because if you don't tell them, you know what they're going to do. Because guess what? You know why? Because as kids, we're always trying to think of how to get out of something. So we're already thinking, and see, I'm already thinking, see, because see, watch this. When I was a child, I'm talking about myself. I was already thinking about what I'm going to do next. Even though Mom had told me what I need to do, I was already thinking about what I'm going to do next. So whatever she asked me to do, I tried to do it quick and hurry. So I was trying to figure out how to do it faster so I can get back to do what I want to do. Aren't we the same way as Christians? when the Father's telling, well, he's trying to talk to us and trying to tell us to do something, we're trying to figure out what's a quicker way to do it and try to get it done faster. Watch this. So that's when we spend time in prayer and spend time reading, we need to read slow, not read fast. You know, I have people say, oh, I read the Bible 5 times. I said, well, good. That's good. But I'm not concerned about how many times you read it. I'm more concerned about how many scriptures are you living. Don't tell me you read the Bible 5 times and I see you down on the corner down there. You hear what I'm saying? So you missed something along the way. So that, watch this, you were committed of reading it, but you wouldn't submit it or doing anything in it. How many of y'all, and you know people like, come on, seriously. They'll tell you they read the Bible. They'll tell you about the Bible. Matter of fact, don't you mess up. Because they'll quote a scripture on you. Well, the Bible says so and so. You'll be like, wow. They'll keep you in check. How many Christians, you know, how many in the room, seriously? You have people that don't even live nothing but keep you in check. I don't know about y'all. I have people. Huh? Let me tell you what the word said. I'm like, wow. Won't you take the word that you just gave me and live it? That's just me. I'm just, help me out, God. Amen. I don't know. Watch this. We're going to get into the word. I got to give you all this first. Watch this. Devotion. Watch this. Eliminates our opinion. And watch this. Illuminates God's view. Ooh. Yes, it messed me up. I got it. Watch this. Devotion eliminates our opinion. Watch this. And it illuminates God's view. He blessed me with it too. I was like, wow, messed me up. It eliminates our opinion. Every time you're in devotion, it eliminates your opinion of things. You see God with how he sees things and not how you see things. You know we have our own opinion. Everybody in this room has an opinion. I have mine. But our opinion are made up, watch this, from our past experiences. Wow. That's good stuff, isn't it? That blessed me. All our opinions are made up from, watch this, past experiences. Hurts, rejections, all these things. Our opinions are made up of things we've done been through in life. Wow. So when you get into the Word of God, it eliminates, when you're spending time with him in devotion, it eliminates your opinion. So it removes the things, how you think or how you used to think about things. Well, your dad was nasty. He was just rough. He was just wrong. But then in the Word, to get in the Word of devotion, and you read in the Word, it says, forgive him. See, it changed my way of thinking. I'm supposed to hold that. But it changed the way you look at things. How many have read the word and it's changed the way you look at things? Yeah. It's changed your opinion about things. Huh? Yeah. Oh, God, I don't know about you, but it changed my opinion about a lot of things that I thought I could hold on to. And how many in this room, you know what I'm talking about? You had things that you held on to, but you knew, watch this, that somehow was wrong. Yeah. And they're wrong 100%. And we feel that we have a right to hold them in their wrong. Oh, good God Almighty. But, he said, watch this, you need to forgive those who have harmed you before you come to me and ask me for forgiveness. Wow. So if I'm holding them in contempt and saying, no, I'm holding you right here, but he said, well, as you hold them there, you stay there. Wow. So watch this. When you release them, forgive them, guess what? You are released too. The bondage is tied into, watch this, in the unforgiveness. I don't know how I got in this, but this is powerful. The bondage is tied into the, watch this, the unforgiveness. So how many of you, come on, been hurt 40 years ago? I'm just honest. And you find out, why in the world are you still painful? It's still painful. Because you have never forgave them. And as long as you don't forgive them, there is a rope. I wish I had some knowledge. Ooh, I'm an analogy. There's a rope that's tied to them, that's tied to you. Once you forgive them, you untie the rope off of you. I didn't say off of them. But you untie the rope off of you. Once you watch this, when you untie the rope off of you, then the rope is free. Then God will come along and grab the rope. Oh, Jesus Christ. Because he requires us to release them. Because we are his children, son and daughter, so we know what's best. We know the right way of doing things. Do that make sense to you? So we're releasing them to God so God can grab the rope and pull them in. Oh, Lord, Amos, I just got that. Just to pull them in to him. Wow. And he pulled them into him so he can untie the rope off of them, because it takes him to untie the rope off of them. Jesus. He gives us the power to untie the rope off of, to release the rope off of us. That's good stuff. Because once you become a son and a daughter of God and understand your word and get into your devotion, you understand you have the power in your release and watch this in forgiving. There's power in forgiving. Oh, I don't know how I got I don't know how I got there. Watch this. Eliminate. To remove something that is not wanted or needed. Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. Watch this. So when we go into devotion, watch this. In removing stuff that, watch this, he sees, he said, that's something you don't need. So once you get into devotion and start looking at that word, and the word looks at, watch this, looks back at you, it shows you the things God said, let that go. That need to go. This need to go. How many have been in devotion? He showed you about some things you need to let go. I don't know about you, but I have. I'm glad. I want him to show me. Because I want to grow more. Wow. It's difficult to be able to use someone in bondage. Wow. And so he always trying to watch his free you in areas. Yes, somebody said in this room, said, well, I thought I was free when I received Jesus Christ. Yes, you are. But there's things inside of you. Oh, that's good stuff. That still need to be removed. And you go through a process over the years, and you find out that was still there. You didn't know it was there. Oh, my God, I didn't know that was there. How many have had that experience? I didn't know that was there. Well, the reason why you didn't know it was there, because he was protecting you to a point and to a time that you were ready to receive, and watch this, so that could be removed. Good Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Watch this. How many of us, watch this, when you have children and you have certain things happen at the household, you don't tell them because you're trying to protect them. But when they get to a certain age, you let them know. Say, no, son, that's, no, see, at five, see, that's, we didn't tell you, but yeah, you're 15, now we can tell you. They're older, and they can understand better. So even when you're a Christian and you'll become a newborn Christian, certain things that you would not respond, oh, that's good stuff. You're a babe. But the more mature you become, you're not having spiritual milk. You're taking meat. Then he can give you more. Yeah. He only give more to the one who can handle the meat. Well, that's good stuff. If you want just the milk, it's on you. That's good stuff. I don't want the milk forever. So I want the meat. Meat requires you, watch this, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. To do something yourself. Good stuff. Because see, when you on the, watch this then, when you on the milk, most of the milk is provided, watch this, by the parent. They provide them, you know, making sure the bottle is ready, making sure that everything is hot. I don't know about you because it's been a long time, but, you know, we had to do the old school day. I don't know about, see, they do the microwave thing. We didn't have that back then. You know, we had to go get the bottle, wake up the baby crying, and go to the refrigerator, half sleep, and you walk in there and grab the bottle, and you put it in a, watch this, on the stove. See, I don't know about you. Well, boiling water and let it heat. Then, watch it, then you got to test it. Oh, you hear what I just, oh, that's good stuff. You have to test it to make sure it's not too hot. And sometimes I put it on there, I had to wait for a minute, and then I got to put cold water on it, try to cool it down. So I went from hot to cold. So I'm trying to make it, watch this, warm enough that the baby can handle it. That's the same our Father does for us. So our Father brings it into us the same way. When we are babes in Christ, he makes sure, he said, that's too hot for him. That's too, well, let me make sure just right. But he don't want you to stay a babe forever. Watch this. Think about this. Even a babe, watch this, can't do too much for themselves. They have to wait on someone to hand them everything, to do everything for them. Good stuff. So when we become new Christians, and God, he understands. You ever notice when you became a new Christian, oh my God, you can pray a prayer. Hey, Lord, I just know God's going to do it. And then, boom, it happened like that. Woo! But the older you get, the longer you've been in, you're like, what happened? Where are you, God? Where are you? See, because you got older. So I require you to watch this, to do your part, to come in to watch this, not to watch this, read your word, to eat, chew on it for a while. Whew, you got to chew on meat and process the meat in order for it to go down. Oh, my God, have mercy. How many of you know, I don't know about you, but I love me a steak. But I had to cut it, and I had to chew it, and I had to continue to chew it, and, just to get it down to pieces so I can swallow it. That's the same as the word of God. It's the same way he does with the word. When we mature, he wants to call you to chew on it over and over and over again, the same word, until you're able to swallow the word. Yeah. Ooh, and consume what you just swallowed. Because the whole thing is the meat supposed to what? Give you nourishment. Yeah. Oh, good God, have mercy. Mm. See, I don't know about you, mom, grandma, y'all know what I'm talking about. Back in the day, we used to feed the babies. Oh, see, there are people don't know about that. What I mean, off the table. They mash the food up, the cornbread and all that, the collard green, mash it up real good, and then they feed the baby, give the baby a little food every now and then, just a little bit, just a tiny bit, put it in their mouth, watch this. But they knew if they feed the baby a little bit, watch this, the baby didn't get hunger as fast as they had the milk. Oh, good have mercy. Woo! Every now and then, God will give, as in watch this, he'll give you a little bit. He'll mash it up for you in the early stages and give it to you. But because, watch this, that's good stuff. But there come a time when you have to become a mature Christian. Mm-hmm. And you have to sit at the table yourself with the fork and the spoon. I don't know about you guys, when you moved up to a fork, because we had a spoon the rest of our days. I mean, when we were young, and get a fork. Then you finally got a fork. You thought you were the big man. You moved up, and you got a fork. But mom made sure that you know how to use the fork, because she understood what a fork would do. Watch this. You could poke your eye. You can stick it, and we do crazy stuff, but watch it. It took time for us to get to a fork. That's good stuff. Somebody in this room, it takes time to get to a fork. That makes sense? Wow. Good stuff. Why? He just giving it to me when we get here. Illuminate. To shine the light on something, to make something clear and easy to understand. So watch this, that's what he does. He makes the word, watch this, makes it clear and understanding. When you get a view of, watch this, how he sees things, you get a better understanding and make things more clear. How many of you had peace in a crazy situation when God just stepped in and said, this is what I want you to do? You're like, wow, what's this peace? I have a peace past all understanding. See, we can read the word. Watch this, but until I start living the word or experiencing the word, then things change. See, I have experienced where peace passed all understanding. I have experienced it. All was breaking loose. Well, I can see it. Everything was breaking loose, but had a peace past all understanding. In the midst of everything going crazy. How many of you had peace past all understanding when things were going crazy? So you know what that means? That means he stepped into that situation. And it means he's right there and saying, I'm right here with you, son. I'm right here. I don't care what everybody else say, but I'm right here. As long as you got this peace in you, as long as you, what peace represents, I'm here. Oh, God, have mercy. Peace represents I have given you approval. Oh, my God. Because the scripture said he would never leave you or forsake you. But watch this. That peace represents, that's my approval. It's good stuff, isn't it? So whenever you get a peace in a situation, that means that he approved that. Oh, man, that's good stuff, Lord. So if I spend time in devotion, watch this, and I come out, and I'm asking him for a word, I'm asking him for an answer for something, but I need to wait on the peace. Oh, good Lord, have mercy. Peace is saying that he gave approval. But there's no peace, there's no approval. Ooh, from God. I didn't say your approval. Because, we give our own approval. Well, I want it now, God. I don't know about you. I want the car now. Oh, Lord, it looks pretty good. I want it now. They say just claim it. They just claim it. I want it now. But you have no peace. But if you wait, you'll get the peace. And guess what? It will come in a time when you went in, watch this, when you was not expecting it. Wow. Anybody had peace when you were not expecting it? Wake up in the middle of the night and you were like, oh my God. You know, I don't understand. Lord, I should be going crazy now. I spend time with you in devotion. I spend time with you. But Lord, everything is falling apart around us. Watch this, our bills is stacking up. But God, I don't understand. And then he'd wake you up with a peace. He'd be like, I don't understand why I got peace, but I still know they need that money. But I got a peace. Because guess what? He already got it worked out already. And somebody or some way, we don't know how it is, will knock on your door, whatever it may be. You may come in contact with somebody and they say, hey, God told me to do this for you. Or something. I don't know about you. I'm talking about me. Because I spend time in devotion. And I spend time, watch this. I never forget this. Lord have mercy. The Lord had called me off my job. I was off my job for a long time. And then things started getting crazy after about 2 years. And I said, God, you got to do something. That's how I go to God. I said, you got to do something. Because my wife now is coming to me. So my job is to come to you. See, I'm in order. Not back at her, but coming to him. And every time she brings it to me, I take it to him. You see? So I kept taking it to him because I couldn't handle it. I couldn't, nothing I can do. And so I said, you got to give me something. You got to do something. So while we were going through the process, and you know, we needed somewhere else to stay. I'm just talking to you guys. And so I said, God, I don't know what we're going to do. I know you're telling me to go. I don't understand. Then he dropped in my spirit so clearly. Said, I was driving. See, I'm telling you, he tell you something you don't want to hear. I'm driving. He said, call your father-in-law. I don't want to hear that. No, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Because if I hear that, then watch this. Here's the key. If I hear a word, I know I'm going to have to do it. That's just me. I'm going to do it when I hear it. But we're going to go through the fight. I don't know about you. Have you kids ever threw a tip, you know, just fell on the floor in the store when they couldn't get what they want? So I said, I kept on driving. And, okay. You know, then the enemy would come in and say, well, he's going to think this. Yep. He's going to think. The enemy going to come soon. Let me, I found out something. Thank you, God. Thank you. The quicker you obey, the quicker that you can watch this resist the enemy. I just heard that. Think about that. Because what's the longer you disobey, the more access the enemy has to you. Because he operates in disobedience. So the longer you delay it, the more he can speak to you. But soon you say, Lord, I'll do it. I don't understand how we're going to do it, but I'll do it. The enemy have to go. He done made up his mind. See, so watch this. This is going to bless you. So I get, you know, because, you know, I'm going through the process. My father-in-law had retired at this time and, let him retire from his job. And so I was like, and I'm going through my mind saying, well, he don't have no money. I can't do that. I don't, that's not right. You know, I'm going, you know, we go through all the scenarios. I don't know about you guys. We go through all the different points. This one, that one, this one. And we still, God's still saying, obey. He won't move from the spot he told me to do. How many of you know that? He won't move from the area. When you spend time in devotion, he won't move from the area where I pointed you right there. Stay right there. We can be stepping all we want to. We can cry, hallelujah, Lord, Lord, Lord. I need all that. And he still won't move. Because you're still going to do that. So I pick up the phone and I call my father-in-law and I tell him, and say, hey, this is what we need. He said, okay, let me call you back. Now, whoo, Lord have mercy, y'all don't know what that means. When he said, let me call you back, the enemy comes in like a flood. Because now he's really going to talk now. Oh, he's going to tell you no. He's going to do this and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it take but 10 minutes, but those 10 minutes seem like two days or 5 years. I don't know. It seemed like a long period of time. He called me back and said, all right. He said, come and get it. Every time I go through that process, I say, God, every time you tell me to do something, doesn't, watch this. I need to stop. God put in my heart, said, one day he said, I was in my office one day getting ready for service, and he said, son, stop filtering my word. Stop filtering my word. Moms, y'all know what I'm talking about. Sometimes we take a sifter and take that flour and you shake it. You keep shaking it until you make it the fine part out of it. And that's what I was doing when God gave me a word until I learned how to start listening and just delivering what he told me to deliver. And I used to take the word. When the word come down, I have a sifter right there. And my sifter was my brain, my thoughts. And we sift it, and I shake it, and I say, it don't make sense. And I'm trying to make it make sense. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Making sense, and I shake it, keep shaking it. And God said, stop filtering my word. Just give it just like I told you. That was the most difficult thing for my life. But when I started doing it, people start being blessed. Because I may have one part, and you may have 10 parts. But if I give you that one part, it connect all the 10 parts and make your life totally different. You see? So we're trying to figure it all out, but we can't. Does that make sense? Come on, Lord. You got to take me in here because, you know, they're going to look at me crazy. Matthew, here we go. Matthew 14, verse 23. Matthew 14, verse 23. We're going to read out here real fast. But I'm going to read now the Living Translation so you hear me speak something different. Watch this. 14:23. You ain't going to be able to keep up with me. You're going to have to write them down. Because once I start rolling, I'm going to keep rolling. Oh, Lord, I know it right now. Watch this. Matthew 14:23. Watch this. After spending time, Jesus had, I love telling stories. How about that? Let me do how I like doing things. I can't do like nobody else do it. Okay. Because it feels better when you do it that way. Watch this. Because you know your word. Watch this. Okay. After Jesus spent a little time with his disciples in Matthew 14, 23 to 29, you'll see me right here. After spending time with them, he often went away to spend time with his Father. That's what he did. So he went to spend some devotion time with Daddy. Oh, my God. Woo! Watch this now. Here we're talking about, this is Jesus, our Lord. Watch this. The Messiah. The teacher. Rabbi. The Son of God. But yet he's still on the earth, and he still take time to go spend time with his Daddy. Oh, that's good stuff. Because he understood, watch this, even though I'm here on the earth, I need to still connect with my Father in heaven. Because only my Daddy knows everything that goes on down here. There's nothing that happens on this earth that Daddy don't know about it. Oh, God have mercy. Because watch this good stuff. Because watch this. How do we know that? Because Daddy has his foot on what? Watch, the earth is his what? Footstool. So if the earth is a footstool, that means I got my foot on, right on it. I know what's down there. I know what's going on. And then watch this. He created it. Wow. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. There is nothing that he don't know. But we had to spend time with him in order for us to know what he knows. Oh, is that helping somebody? Because it happened to me. Because, watch this, it gets to a place that you have to know, watch this, you can know anything, watch this, whatever you're dealing with, he already knows already. But we need to spend time with him in devotion to find out what Daddy wants to say. That makes sense. Watch this now. This is funny. Thank you, God. Jesus spent time with his dad, went to go spend time with the Father. And so, remember now, he said, pick up your cross and follow me. So follow my example. So he said he goes spend time with the Father. He spent time with the Father in prayer. But watch this. While he in prayer, the disciples, watch this, out there in trouble. This is good stuff. They in trouble. But he in prayer. But they in trouble. But he in prayer. But watch this. By him being in prayer, he knew where to show up at where they was in trouble at. Oh, this is good stuff for me. So devotion will help you to be in the right place at the right time. Oh, my God. He showed up right where they were at the moment that they needed him because he was in prayer with the Father. So the Father said, son, they're in trouble. Okay, let me give you an example. We're going to go to old. I got to do this. Watch this. Remember when Moses was on the mountain? spending 40 days with God, spending time with God, and spending time with God, watch this, God spoke to him and said, son, you need to get out of here and go. Why? Because the children of Israel then got out of hand down there. Now watch this. God was speaking to Moses. Moses was in the presence of God, but God was telling him what was going on. So if you spend time with God, he'll tell you what's going on around you. He'll tell you what your kids are doing. He'll tell you what your grandkids are doing. He'll tell you what your son is doing. He'll tell you what your daughter is doing without you asking a question. But what we do, oh, that's good stuff. What we do, we waste too much time, oh, I say, in the flesh, but we can watch it stay on our face and find out more about, this, about what's going on around us. Watch this, because God just won't, that's good stuff, Lord. God just won't reveal it. I just got this download. God just, he don't want just to reveal it, but he wants to heal it. That helped me. He don't want to just reveal it, but he wants to heal it. So if we go to him in devotion, he want to tell us, okay, this is what's going on. But he also want to get, watch his, give you instructions to what to do. We haven't got that lately. We go to God, but we don't wait on the instructions. That makes sense to you? I go in prayer, lay my prayer down, but I walk away from it. But I didn't get no instructions. I should wait. God, that one ain't came to pass yet. I'm going to wait. 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 Lord. Okay, here we go. Got an instruction. Now take it. What frustrates us the most is not getting an answer. Let's be honest. How many of you have been in prayer and you haven't got an answer? You've been waiting and waiting and waiting. Watch this. What frustrates us the most is not getting an answer. Watch this. Wow. But what frustrates God the most is not trusting him to get an answer. That's deep to me. So because he's saying, you trust me? You know I know the beginning and the end. I know everything. Watch this. So I will give the answer, but here's the key. But you have to wait on the answer. Okay, let me give you an example. Oh, my God. Wow. How many of y'all, here we go again. I don't know why I'm using kids today, but I guess God wants me to do this. Watch this. Watch this. How many times your child came to you and made a request for something and asked you, Lord, Mom, can I go? Can I go out with my friends? And you delay the answer. You're driving home. But your mind on something else. You think about what they got to eat. You think about all the other things that you got to do for them on the way home. So you just drive home. You're not ignoring them, but you're just driving home thinking about other things. But what happened was, watch this, what happened is you get to a place where she's, then they say, Mom, did you hear me? Yes, I heard you. I heard you the first 5 times. So the parent is, watch this, is processing the information that you just gave them, but at the same time, they're waiting, watch this, before they get an answer, because watch this, your answer involves around, watch this, oh, thank you, Lord. The answer evolves around, watch this, the people that are hanging around. See, the reason you delayed the answer because you was thinking about everything around it. Does that make sense? Because many times we made a quick response. But when they hanging with the wrong people, anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, I don't know about y'all, but that's, we wait for a minute. That makes sense? We wait for a minute. So watch this. So Jesus, watch this, responded and showed up when they was in trouble. And watch this now. This is good stuff. Verse 25 said, about 3:00 in the morning, Jesus came towards them walking on the water. So don't let them stop him. So watch this. Let me say something to you. There's no trouble that you have that he cannot get to. There's nothing that he cannot get to. I have to tell you the story because I'm looking at this right here. I can imagine, watch this, the disciples on the boat and the storm is coming and everything is rushing, the wind is coming, everything is happening. But watch this, and they had to fight with this, and they said at 3:00 in the morning, then Jesus showed up. I can imagine, where you been? How many of us have been waiting and said, where you been? We've been waiting on you. But Jesus showed up, and we know, watch this, when his disciples saw him walking on the water, oh, they were terrified. You hear that? Sometimes it'll scare you. Uh-huh. It was in fear. And they cried out, there's a ghost. That's amazing. Because, well, that's good stuff, Lord. That's why devotion time is so important. Because guess what? You will be able to know the voice of God, and you will be able to know, watch this, when you see God, and know the difference between God and, watch this, a ghost. Does that make sense to you? That's good stuff. And watch this. We go to 1 Corinthians, and it's talking about we're supposed to have what? Discernment. Is that right? Pray for discernment. Why? Because discernment gives you, watch this, help you to discern between both spirits. Good and bad. That's why discernment is so necessary. That makes sense to you. So, watch this. At this time, they needed to, watch this, it had spent much time with him. Now, we're not talking about physical time. They were still babes. Understand that. So they saw, the first thing they thought about, the only thing, that's good. I never saw this before. Watch this. That's amazing. They saw Jesus walking on the water, and they said, well, see, they were terrified. They was afraid, and they cried out, it's a ghost. Why they couldn't think it was anything else other than ghosts? That's good stuff. See, sometimes trouble will push against you so much. I don't know about you guys, but everything that comes at you, you think it's evil. And then, anybody know what I'm talking about? You can have so much trouble, everything come at you, you think it's evil. Every person that come at you, you think they're evil. They have an evil intent. But guess what? He wants you to be able to see that it was him. Oh, my God. He walks to you on the water where you are in the midst of the winds, in the midst of the storm. He walks over there, and he watches. He steps over there, and one person, they recognize it was him. And y'all know the story. Peter said, yo, Jesus, is it you? I'm paraphrasing it. It's Willie version. Still reading out the word, though. Watch this. I like telling a story. Watch this. And Jesus spoke to them at once and said, do not be afraid. That's peace past all understanding. Do not be afraid. Oh, what time is it? Oh, God. Time for me to go? Do not be afraid. How many? Okay. Do not be afraid. Watch this. Keep up with the time, please. Do not be afraid. Watch this. Be encouraged. Watch this. Then Peter called out to him, verse 28, called out to him, Lord, if. Or if. How many we done say? How many times we done say that? Lord, if. If. That means we're struggling. If. I don't know if it's you. Why? I need to spend more devotion time to know the difference between if it's him or if it's him. That makes it see, the more time you spend in devotion, the more you'll be able to, what's God, to distinguish between what's his God and the enemy. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. I don't know about you, but I run on that right there. Watch this. But here's the key. Watch this. The reason that we, watch this, don't that's good stuff. The reason that we don't expect his promises, because we don't know his promises. The reason we can't trust him, because we really don't know him in that area. So you may know Christ Jesus, and he accepts you, watch this, and you were saved. That's good stuff. He welcomed you in. But he didn't say that was it. Salvation is not it. If that was the case, then we could just accept Jesus and die. Well, praise the Lord. Take me on up. So if he left you here after you've been saved, then we think about Ephesians. Watch this. That we need to be equipped. Put your arm on. Why? Because we're on a battlefield. I told my son, I said, every day that I step out of the bed, when I put my feet on the floor, I'm on the battlefield. You're in war. You're in the army of the Lord. Once you accept him, you're in the army of the Lord. Then you got to go through basic training. Oh, good Lord, have mercy. You go through basic training. They teach you how to do everything in basic training. They teach you how to shoot. They teach you how to duck from bullets. Not just shoot, but you got to know how to duck too. They teach you how to duck, and they teach you how to shoot. They teach you how to watch it. All the things they teach you to do, watch this. That's good stuff. Watch it, because in basic training, they teach you things that you don't, watch this. A lot of times we don't think it makes sense. They have to crawl on the ground, get it on the barbed wire. What this make? It don't make any sense. But everything they're teaching them is preparing them for the war. They don't take them directly. See, the problem with young people is they want to go right to the gun without going through the basic training. They want to go shoot, come on. Well, you don't even know how to hold a gun yet. So you have to go through the process and know how to, watch this, hold the gun, watch this, and know what the gun is, and know how to break the gun down, know what it, how to you. Oh, see, not just shoot the gun, you got to know what the gun, hey, the parts of the gun. That's good stuff. So we have to know, watch this, what the word says. So I have to know what the weapon says. I mean, I didn't know what this righteous, watch this, is. I have to know what my faith is, my faith. My shield of faith. What is this for? What's the shield of faith for? I don't know how I'm getting here, but you spend time in devotion. But watch this, your shield of faith. Watch this. It's the what? It's the what? Protect you from the fiery darts. Because it can be shooting at you at all times with those nasty words. The enemy telling you, you ain't all that. You can't do this. Who are you? You talking about your kid's going to be saved. Who are you? Stop believing that. But that faith. Fire doesn't. See, you got to understand what your weapons are for. See, because you can't use your shield. Watch this. Watch this good. To cut nobody up. That's what your sword is for. Oh, that's good stuff. Your sword is to cut up. It's used because the sword represents the word. So you hear what I'm saying to you? So your sword is the one that cuts things up to get things out of your way. So when things are in the way, and they watch this, they appear, and the enemy comes, you watch this, just like he said earlier, you got to take the word to cut them down. Well, that's good stuff. And the breastplate of righteousness, watch this, is there for what? Watch this, it's going to bless you. I said, God, what is that, the breastplate of righteousness for? What? I understand it's protection, but he said, because it protects the heart. It protects the heart. Because watch this, think about it. They only had their breastplate of right there, they had their breastplate of righteousness on. There was no other equipment down low, but he wanted to protect the heart because if the heart is protected, you are protected. Why? Because the scripture says, watch this, the issue flows from where? The heart. So if your heart is protected, your heart is protected, so we need to, do you understand? Your heart is protected. Thank you. Okay. Your heart is protected. Then you're protected. God, Lord, I didn't even get to the scripture I want to go to. Okay. And then watch this. Yes. Then watch this. You know, Jesus said, yes, who? He told Peter, yes. And Peter, because we know, Peter dived out in the water and met Jesus. Well, here's what I want to say. Watch this. Good Lord, have mercy. I never got to the scripture I thought I was going to get to. Quickly. Acts 12, verse 1 through 19. We're not going to read all of it. I'm just going to tell you the story. Wow, time 45 minutes to go fast. My God. Wow, just blew my mind. Okay, well, let me take 10 minutes to get this then. Because I think they need this 10 minutes. I need this 10 minutes. How about you guys? So this is the one he really gave me earlier. See, the anointing that, watch this, how he flows, he says, start in Matthew. I wasn't planning on going there. I was going to go to Acts. So Acts 12, verse 1 through 19 is a story. Watch this. This is a time when Jesus, if you find I'm a storyteller, and I like telling stories because it gets you involved. It gets me all. I mean, I'm like, wow. Watch this. In Acts 12, watch this. You find out that, watch this, here's a time when Herod, he killed James. James was a disciple of one of Jesus' disciples. Okay. So he killed James. But he imprisoned Peter. Okay. Here's a time that came, watch this, he found out, okay, that after he killed James, he found out the Jews, watch this, they was, hey, my God, that's awesome. So because their response was that way, he wanted to do something else. So he arrested Peter. Jesus Christ, y'all know, I slide in that, watch this. Oh, God, I'm going to go there, but I got to. How many people that's in leadership so responsible about, they worry about what the people say, and they want to do something else based on the response they got from the people, instead of hearing from God? That's good stuff. I said, I didn't come to preach. They told me just to teach, so I'm going to do this. Watch this. It's very hard, very hard. Watch this. So watch, he in prison. Watch this. He in prison, Peter. Now, here's the story. He in prison, Peter. And watch this. And when the time he in prison, Peter, was the Passover celebration. Oh, y'all know, go back to the Old Testament. There's something about the Passover. The first Passover, we know what that's about. But they put the blood over the doorpost. Oh, my God. And they, watch this. And then, watch this. The death angel had to pass by. Oh! So Peter was at the right time in prison on Passover. Because his life, the death angel had to pass over Peter at that time because it's a Passover. See, it's the Passover just don't mean it's not a word. It's an indication what God did before. So in the Old Testament, watch this, he took care of them. Watch this, and the death angel passed over everyone in Israel other than the Egyptian. Y'all know the firstborn died. We know the story. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. Ooh. Watch this. While Peter was in prison, the church, verse 5, that I want to get to, verse 5. While Peter was in prison, the church prayed very earnestly for Peter. So the church got together and said, let's pray for Peter. We know he done killed, we know Herod done killed James, so let's go pray. So watch this here, that the church got together without nobody asking them to get together for prayer. We can't get that day. We have for prayer, you got two people show up. But they got together because they understood that something about prayer, something about spending time with God. Well, watch this. We got to go pray for Peter. Watch this. Peter was an apostle. But watch this. They want to pray for Peter. Watch this. While Peter was asleep. Now, that part really got me. How can you go to sleep? And they about to kill you the next day. How can you sleep? How could you sleep in a situation like that? That you have four soldiers, you got two soldiers that wants to chain with you here, right there, to make sure you ain't going nowhere, brother. Then you had two other soldiers outside the gate. Herod made sure that Peter wasn't going nowhere. But how he was asleep when the angel showed up? He was asleep because, watch this, he had spent so much time in devotion with God. That he understood that, watch this, everything that happens, it's for my good. So it doesn't matter. Either he gonna take me out of here, or you hear me? Watch this, the natural or the spiritual realm. He didn't. He rests in God. That's what God showed me. He rests in Him. Peter rested in Him. Oh Lord, have mercy, Jesus. How many times can we rest in our trouble in Jesus? We need to rest in Jesus when we got trouble going on, when chaos is happening, when we're in prison and we can't get away from it. Sometimes we're in prison. Y'all know what prison is. Sometimes prison is watching your finances. That you want to pay them off, but you can't get out of it. But you have to, watch it, have peace. Oh, my God. The angel came, watch it. This is how I know he was in devotion. Watch this. The angel came and tapped Peter on the shoulder. That freaked me out. The angel came and tapped Peter on the shoulder and said, wake up. Brother, sleep. Wake up, Peter. Get up. Peter, what's going on? He said, put your shoes on, put your clothes on. Let's go. What you mean? Can you imagine? Watch this. He gets up. He leaves because the chain falls off his wrist. God, see, ain't nobody but God can release you from a place and watch the midst of your enemy standing right there beside you. And he released them. And the chains fell off his wrist. Boom. And Peter got up and walked away. And the angel said, and the angel said, follow me. Y'all hear what I'm saying to you? Put your clothes on and follow. See, oh Lord, you got to be willing to listen to God. Watch this. And follow instructions even though you're going through. He said, put your clothes on and follow me. See, me personally, I left my clothes there and just followed. Because I just want to get out. But he said, put your clothes on and follow me. So he was basically telling me, he said, watch this. Oh, my God. Get everything that you own and follow me. So he followed him out. Oh, God. He followed him out. I'm going to show. I'm close right here. He followed him out. And when he followed him out, watch this. we notice that the angel looked back. And Peter looked at the angel and said, "Wow, I thought I was asleep. This whole thing is real." That's how you know that Peter was in devotion, because he didn't recognize it was actually happening. When you spend time in devotion, God will take you places and tell you things about what's about to take place, and God, and you can't get it without getting into devotion. Only Peter recognized it outside of that. That makes sense? Go ahead. What are you not? Oh, she's stuck on that. I said the inner focus, you must have inner focus first before you have outer focus. That's the download came from God. But I wanted to share that with you about Peter. I think that God, I hope somebody was blessed by that.
Yes.
That he can get you out of any situation. Watch this, but here's the key. Stay in the place of devotion. Stay in a place that you're worshiping him and him only. Watch this, and not your problem. Okay? Come on, Miss Nancy, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be this long.